8 Million Ways to Die, written and read by Lawrence Block.
Chapter 1. I saw her entrance. It would have been hard to miss. She had blonde hair that was close to white, the sort that's called towhead when it belongs to a child. Hers was plaited in heavy braids that she'd wrapped around her head and secured with pins. She had a high, smooth forehead and prominent cheekbones, and a mouth that was just a little too wide. In her Western-style boots, she must have run to 6 feet, most of her length in her legs. She was wearing designer jeans the color of burgundy, and a short fur jacket the color of champagne. It had been raining on and off all day, and she wasn't carrying an umbrella or wearing anything on her head. Beads of water glinted like diamonds on her plaited hair. She stood for a moment in the doorway getting her bearings. It was around 3:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, which is about as slow as it gets at Armstrong's. The lunch crowd was long gone, and it was too early for the after-work people. In another 15 minutes, a couple of schoolteachers would stop in for a quick one, and then some nurses from Roosevelt Hospital whose shift ended at 4. But for the moment, there were 3 or 4 people at the bar and one couple finishing a carafe of wine at a front table, and that was it. Except for me, of course, at my usual table in the rear. She made me right away, and I caught the blue of her eyes all the way across the room. But she stopped at the bar to make sure before making her way between the tables to where I was sitting. She said, "Mr. Scudder, I'm Kim Dakinen. I'm a friend of Elaine Mardell's." She called me. "Have a seat." "Thank you." She sat down opposite me, placed her handbag on the table between us, took out a pack of cigarettes and a disposable lighter, then paused with the cigarette unlit to ask if it was all right if she smoked. I assured her that it was.